We have been talking about supply chains a lot over the past 18 months or so, as there have been shortages of some foods, toilet paper, and other products. But more than a year and a half into this pandemic, we're still talking about reduced supply for items like cars, appliances, and yes, once again, at least in the case of Costco, toilet paper. And that lower supply means that even if you can get your hands on many products, you'll pay more for them than you did pre-COVID. So what's going on, and why are we still facing some of the problems we were dealing with last year? With me to talk about that is Hitendra Chaturvedi, professor of practice in the Supply Chain Management Department at the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU. And Hitendra, why are these the same supply chain issues we've had over the last year and a half, or are they kind of new ones?
I think these are the fallout of the economy that we literally shut down when coronavirus hit us. And supply chain is called supply chain for a reason. Every node in that supply chain is linked with each other. So for decades, we fine-tuned that every node was equally, if not more, efficient and effective than the other one. And as we slowly fine-tuned our supply chain, we were able to create efficiencies, cost reductions, supplies.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that what we're seeing now is kind of the result of the way that we had structured our economy before the pandemic, and then how we had to respond initially, or how we chose to respond initially at the beginning of the pandemic. Is that right?
Actually, there is a slightly different answer to that. So what happened was, when coronavirus hit us, there are a few things that happened. One was, countries did not shut down at the same time and open up at the same time. I'll give you a visual. Imagine a python trying to swallow a pig. And why I say that is that pig is the demand. If that pig was a small little bitty bird, maybe we would not have been seeing such problems. What happened was that after coronavirus, the consumers here in North America just literally came out with a vengeance, wanting to buy more and more and more stuff. Now, with that demand, it was like a pig being pushed through a python, with 70% of the containers sitting in North America, which were empty. They had to be shipped over to Asia. Stuff needed to be manufactured, put into those containers and brought back. So the shipping lanes just went for a tizzy. And suddenly you had more demand and you had very constrained supply. Where we are today, Mark, our demand is 30% more and our supply chain capacity to carry those products is 15 to 20% below what it was at pre-pandemic levels.
Why is that? To what do you attribute that?
So there one is the manufacturing capacity in Asia is reduced due to COVID, due to shutdowns. So they are already reduced capacity. They are not hitting on all the cylinders. That's one. Second, the seafarers and the ships that carry stuff from those factories to us. Seafarers are... There are many ports that are not allowing them. They are loading stuff onto the ship, all the products, after many, 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 many days of delay. And they're coming onto, let's say, LA. And if you know this, there is a live feed today that shows how many ships are anchored. At one point in time, they were more than 70 ships that are anchored outside the port of LA. Why? Because there is a labor shortage at the port where you cannot unload those containers. Unloading those containers will ensure that we start to get products, cars or Christmas shopping and toys. And then these containers need to be shipped back to Vietnam or China. Now, these empty containers, when they reach to those ports, some of the ports are already shut down because of coronavirus. So this capacity, the lead time, and manufacturing in terms of output of the factory, all is getting impacted. And that is the reason 15 to 20% our capacity to carry in these pipeline has been reduced. My python is a weak python at this moment.
Well, so are, like, in terms of the materials, are we good on the materials needed to make the components that people want that go into things, or just to make the things themselves? Is this mostly a labor shortage?
No, it is the raw material shortage too.
Mm.
So when you say labor shortage, Mark, even the raw material requires labor to pull it out either from the ground or to process it. So the entire supply chain, from raw material sourcing to manufacturing of components, all the way to manufacturing finished goods and assembling finished goods, due to restrictions of coronavirus, due to the imbalance between supply and demand across this entire supply chain, all of those factors, and this is a often used term, and I'm going to use it again today, the perfect storm.
So what's the way out of this then? I mean, how do we try to get this, you know, the balance back in order here, understanding that there are going to potentially continue to be shutdowns, either because governments require them or because workers get sick? This is a pandemic after all, and people can't necessarily go to work if they're sick and not feeling well. And yet, as you point out, demand is not really slowing down.
You are absolutely correct, Mark. And most of the CEOs that I've talked to of logistics and supply chain companies have confided in me that this thing is going to get worse before it's going to get better. So the Christmas shopping season that's coming up, my advice to most of the consumers is buy early, budget, because your product will be late and it's going to be expensive. So the way out of this is, the easiest way out of this is to tell consumers don't buy much, which is not going to happen. So we are already hearing about the government thinking about increasing interest rates come early next year. That is the only way to temper demand. But that is a double-edged sword. You increase your interest rates, you don't know what the impact on this fledgling economy that is just coming out of coronavirus is going to have, for example, the housing market. And if we don't do anything, I think you're looking at another 12 to 18 months before things streamline on their own.
Hitendra Chaturvedi is a professor of practice in the Supply Chain Management Department at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business, and you are listening to the show.